afternoon. Welcome back. 4:49, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times, and she's back. Meredith Summers has made it back from Charlottesville, Virginia, but down there covering the George Hughley trial. And welcome back to Washington.
Thanks for having me back.
Let's talk about the case. Obviously, we know that it wrapped up yesterday. It went to the jury. They had it for 10 hours. Was that sort of expected?
I think so. It took forever to, it seems like, to get to this point. The first day I covered this, it was the Super Bowl. That's how long ago this started.
Yeah.
And, you know, the jury got it about 9:30, and they had they ring a bell if they have any questions or concerns so that nobody's going in and out. And an hour and a half later, about 11 o'clock, the bell rang, and everybody was like, oh my goodness, this either means there's a question or they've got a really quick verdict. And it was a question. And so we kind of did that a couple times throughout the day. And at 7 o'clock, they had a verdict. So we were all, I think, waiting to see if it was going to, I think after 7 o'clock, if they hadn't have had it, it would have been another day. But that judge really wanted to finish the trial.
People surprised by the verdict or, which charge they selected and, it was second degree, right?
Yeah, it was second degree murder, which means it happened without intent, which is the big kicker first degree murder.
Yeah.
And I think everybody knew because he had been so drunk that night that there was no way he was going to, he couldn't even remember part of the night, let alone, So I think people were anticipating that, either that or voluntary manslaughter. And then it was just a question of how many years is he going to get.
Yeah.
So he could have gotten 40 alone just for the second degree murder, but he got 25.
Okay, you got 25, and
25,
then...
and then another year for grand larceny.
That involved what, the laptop?
Yeah, it involved the laptop, and for those who don't know, grand larceny in Virginia, anyway, means taking something that's worth $200 or more. And so there was, throughout the trial, they brought in a pawn shop guy and then a computer support guy, because one side said, well, the computer was worth more than $200. The other side said, no.
Right.
Yeah, so he took the laptop, which, according to prosecutors, had this incriminating email on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they gave him, they could have given him 0 to 20 years, and they gave him like 1 year.
Yeah.
So I think it was to acknowledge he stole it, but not that it was important.
All right, so he's going to do 26 years. Actually, will he do 26 years?
That's a good question. He doesn't have, he's not up for parole. They don't have parole in Virginia, but there is the way that they do it. If you serve, I think it's like 80% of the time or something along those lines. And
it's credit for good behavior.
Yeah, good behavior.
Kind of stuff, yeah.
So, I mean, he's 24 now, so he's looking at 50 years old, maybe a little bit less than that.
Tell me what it was like in the courtroom. Reactions by him as
To be honest with you, when they read the verdict, it was very quick, too. I mean, I watch a lot of Law and Order, and so whenever they read the verdict, there's this big pregnant pause, and the foreman gets up there. And But the jury handed the papers to the judge, and he read them off. And he read them off almost like a grocery list. He was like, da-da-da, second-degree murder, guilty, da-da-da, not guilty. And so I was watching. I mean, the courtroom was packed, and this courtroom has only got like 5 or 6 rows. I mean, it's very small. And he just stood there between his two attorneys and didn't say anything. Through the verdict, which was not guilty, guilty. But during the sentencing, you could just tell he kind of this invisible fist had like punched him in the chest because he put his head down, looked down at the floor because he realized, all right, this not only am I guilty, but this is what it means, which is 25 years behind
my
bars.
My whole life just changed.
Some people say they saw him. I was sitting way in the back, but some people said they saw him make the sign of the cross right before the verdict got read.
Yeah.
But all his family members had ashes on their head or their forehead for Ash Wednesday, and everybody was in tears afterwards, both sides.
It obviously represents a huge change in his life, not near what it was in the life of Yardley Love. But I wanted to see if you saw a reaction from family members, whether it be his or hers.
Yeah, the family, his family came out the front door, because it's such a small courthouse, there's really only the front entrance and a back entrance, which is what he's been using. But his family came out the front, his mom and his stepdad and his sister and a couple of aunts and uncles and cousins came out, and everybody had their red-rimmed eyes and just kind of stormed off. And a couple of her friends came out with their sunglasses on because, I mean, it was 11 o'clock at night, lights are shining from all the television crews, and it's pouring down rain. So, I mean, it was very intense when you walked out the door for these people. And Yardley's mother and sister, The poor girl lost her father 5 years before she died, so that family's been through a lot. They had issued a statement that said, please respect our privacy, but here's our statement. And the two of them had gotten up and just given this heart-wrenching testimony about what it's like now. And, I mean, they were definitely doing it for the sentencing to get
sure.
the jury. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the prosecutor was like, so tell me what it's like on Christmas. Can you describe it emotionally?
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, God. So they're, you know, sobbing and barely get through what they're saying.
Yeah.
And they ended up going out the back door. With her sister's fiance and a couple of her aunts. Because they've had to deal with a lot.
All right. One more thing.
Yeah.
Appeal?
Yes. That's what his attorney, Francis Lawrence, kind of hinted at last night. For 2 weeks, both sides have not, you know, shut up about, you know, what's going on. But last night, everybody was pretty quiet and respectful. And his attorney said, you know, we're looking forward to looking at some corrections, is the word he used, on what happened tonight. So I anticipate there's going to be some sort of appeal.
Wow. They have to go through it all again.
Yeah, that, can you imagine?
No.
I don't know. We were all just talking last night afterwards, we being the reporters who were just exhausted over a couple drinks from like 15-hour day.
You were exhausted after the drinks or before?
Before, okay. And then it was just like, ugh. We were just talking, saying, well, what you know, can he stand on? And there's definitely some questions anyway. Remember his attorney got sick for two days, and then there was email sent out. So this is all just, you know, speculation.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I don't feel sorry for him for having to go through it again, but I certainly feel sorry for the family.
Right? Everybody's going to, I mean, if they go full through with all this, I mean, this trial took almost like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So,
All right. Well, thanks for the update on it, and we'll continue to follow it, and I know you will. If we hear anything on the appeals, let me know.
Will do.
Thank you, Meredith. Meredith Summers of the Washington Times, 455, 730 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth.